Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of The Heartbeat of Sri Lanka. Today we have with us a young Sri Lankan and entrepreneur who has conquered the Northern Hemisphere, Kamaj Silva, the founder and CEO of Sneaker Tub. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. I'm doing great. It's great to be in Sri Lanka. I love the warm weather. I left minus 37 there and came, so I'm loving it.
Loving it. So tell me, to what do you owe your success?
I think it's hard work. It's definitely hard work and smart work. I don't work like a donkey, but I work pretty smart, I think. But it's the amount of hours you put in a day. I still put in 16 to 18 hours every day. And I think sleep is overrated. You can sleep all when you're dead. So I think, I think it's mostly hard work and smart thinking.
Great. So tell me, how did it all start? Tell me back in the day, how was it? Is this what you envisioned when you were back in school?
In Sri Lanka, when I was a kid, I really didn't know what to do because we have only a few options in Sri Lanka, at least when I was growing up. You can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be an engineer, or you can go into IT or business management or something like that, right? I didn't want to become a lawyer, I didn't want to become a doctor, I didn't think I was smart enough for that. And I chose IT, which I thought I was pretty good at, but figured out I wasn't. I graduated somehow. I failed my first final project and repeated a year, which I'm still proud of. Like, failures are your pillars of success or whatever they call it. So I graduated, and then this was in England. I did my bachelor's in England. And I went to Canada to do my master's in something that I actually liked, which would be film and TV. So I graduated in 2011, and I worked for a company called Entertainment One for 5 years. So I worked with major kids brands like Peppa Pig, PJ Masks, Paw Patrol. I've worked with film actors like Keanu Reeves, like actually on their projects, James Franco, Robin Williams, and stuff like that. And then one day, suddenly, I was managing a team of about 1 to 2 people. We were making a lot of money for the company. In the first year, we made $12 million. Second year, my department only made $16 million. For some reason, they laid all us off. So they called me into the office and gave me the termination letter. And I was going home in a taxi, looked at my bank balance. I had $700. I was like, what can I do with $700? I've always liked sneakers. I've always liked fashion. So I thought I'll start something in fashion and sneakers, and I put together a website in 3 days. I've always liked subscription boxes, so I married the two together and just put it out there in the world without, you know, caring much for it. That's how it all started.
Wow. That's just fabulous. Fantastic. I mean, how... So did you make the sneakers itself, or?
No, actually I don't manufacture. I buy from major brands, so I have relationships with brands like Puma, New Balance, Saucony, and on the clothing side, Vitali, Alpha Industries, like also Puma again, 47 brand, a bunch of like brands. Like we have close to about 30 brands. So what we do is we buy, so we act as a retailer, but we buy each individual item, say a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, a hat, a t-shirt, or whatever, and we put it together in a curated package, and we deliver it monthly to the subscriber. So that's the basic business model of a subscription service. So I was the first one to start it, first and the only so far for sneakers, so people really took on to it.
So it's completely different to starting up something in Sri Lanka, I believe. How was it going to a completely alien country and starting up your own thing?
I mean, I had to figure everything out, but then I had Google. Like, everything's there in Google. Like, a lot of guys like message me and ask me, especially from Sri Lanka, and saying, like, give me information about this, give me information about that. And like, my question is, like, you can always go to Google. Like, why are you lazy to like type on Google and like look something up and read for yourself, right? Like, that's the basic thing. Like, you need to have an interest in what you do, and you need to have passion in what you do. So yeah, I learned everything I learned through Google and like just randomly cold calling people. Like, all these brands, I never, when I first called, I remember when I first called one of the brands, they laughed at me. Like, who is this like brown kid? I have an accent, so obviously, you know, these guys laughed at me saying, who is this like brown kid who wants to like start a sneaker company? Like we're the big dogs in the world. Like we can't like let these guys play our game, right? So like I remember that, and I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm gonna prove these guys wrong. So it took a lot of determination, like hard work, and just pure like gut, and just like, you know, just I just kept going without like thinking about the negative.
So you said this business model is already available for other items.
Yeah, so stuff like, you know, like dog stuff, like shaving stuff, like women's boxers, workout boxers, like it exists in like North America. It's pretty popular in North America, but not
sneakers.
No one had done it for sneakers.
So how were the company's reaction to this? Is it something positive for them or is it something negative for them?
A lot of companies like Nike and Adidas doesn't look at it in a positive manner. I don't know. It's whatever that company's philosophy and whatever they want to do with that brand, right? But like companies like Saucony, Puma, Ransom, which is a smaller designer company, it moves units for them. So they look at it positively and they support me all the time. So the brands that I have and the brands that I'm with, they're pretty happy about the service and where we're at with it.
So in terms of your boxes, are they when you take one box, is it the same brand or is it different?
No, it's random. It's random. So what we do most of the time is when people sign up and there's an automatic email going to them asking for their like Instagram account, like Facebook account, like usernames and stuff. Not usernames and passwords, but you know, like usernames and stuff like that. So we like look through their accounts and like kind of, you know, figure out their style. So it's like each box is most of the time, at least even the premium boxes, not the basic boxes. Basic boxes are usually like whatever that's available for the month, but premium boxes are curated according to their style.
So tell me about Dragon's Den.
Yeah, it was a mind-blowing experience for me because Dragon's Den reached out to me in 2016 when I first started the business. And they wanted me to come on the show, and I told them no because I was like a month into the business, and I didn't want to go there and look like an idiot. So I reached out to them again in 2017 when I was ready, when I proved myself. Within first year, I made about $250,000 in revenue. So I thought I was ready for, you know, ready to take the company to the next level. So I reached out to them. They invited me on the show. I had to do a producer pitch before, and then they approved me. And they shot the whole segment, and yeah, man, it's like the energy in that room was like fire, and yeah, like that's one of the highlights in my life. It was a good time.
I mean, except for the fact that you invested 600 and got a turnover of $250,000 in just a year.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, it all attributes to how you work, how hard you work. And there's a lot of naysayers in like a lot of people's lives, right? Saying like, you can't do this. I totally cut out people like that. Even like friends, like if they don't support me, you're out. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't have time to deal with your bullshit. That's my philosophy in life, in whatever I do. Like, I don't focus on the negative because I don't have time for that.
Lovely. So tell me, are you planning on bringing this business down to Sri Lanka?
Yes and yes. So discussions are on currently. Hopefully in 2018, by the end of 2018, we should have the service in Sri Lanka.
This is Sneaker Tub in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
And I think that'll be the first custom box delivery service in Sri Lanka.
Actually, no, one guy like who was inspired by seeing my video in Gaul, like he just sent me a message today. The guy's just started a box. Like, I love it. Like, he's a hustler, right? Like, he just went there and do it. Like, that's what I say and like tell to like a lot of the younger guys, like, don't overthink it. Like, sometimes you might not get like all your ducks in a row, but like just go out and just put it out there and see what happens. Like, nothing needs to be perfect. Like, you can always fix it along the way.
Inspiring story indeed. Now tell me, what sort of advice would you have for all the youngsters watching us tonight?
What I basically think is, we are a society, like, you know, history has proven itself. We built palaces out of rocks, right? We should be much further in development as a country, like, if we went down the same route, right? Like, you see, like, everything is slow. But I think people are I wouldn't say it's lazy. I think they're pretty chill about and comfortable where they are in life. And they want it. There are people who like dream a lot about doing, but not actually doing it. What I would like to say is like stop dreaming and just do it, because even on Facebook, like you see people sharing inspiring quotes like all the time, but they don't do anything with it. Like they just watch like inspiring content, and like they're the same in life. They don't, you know, they work a 9-to-5. So that's a good 8 hours, 2 hours, let's say up and down for transport, give 2 hours to spend with your family. That's 12 hours a day. Okay. Like you want some entertainment, 1 hour of TV. So, 13 hours a day, you've got 7 hours left. What do you do? Right. What do you do with your like 7 hours a day?
11.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm not, I was never really good at math, but yeah, that's why I hire an accountant. Like 11 hours left. You can sleep for 6 hours. You still have 5 hours left, right? Like, what do you do with those 5 hours? Do you like Netflix and chill? Like, is that the goal in your life, right? Like, it depends. Like, for some people, like, if that's what they want to do, like, I'm fine with it. I'm talking about the people who complain, right? Like, people who complain about the government. Like, who cares what the government does? Like, the government owes nothing to you. Like, you need to make, if you need to do something, you need to do it yourself. Like, don't wait till something's handed down on a silver platter. Because I think that's what like we're used to, right? Like we live at our parents' house till we're 18, 19,
well, 30, 30.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So and like you get your tea to your bedside, like you're like almost like you're like an 18-year-old and you're like fed by your mom, and then like you get married, and then like you still stay at home. I feel like as a nation we don't have independence. Like, and that's a big thing. Like when I went to England for the first time, like I'm a prime example. Like I was a mama's boy. And when I went to like England for the first time, I didn't know how to cook. So I bought a chicken from the supermarket. I put it in the microwave and like almost ate it raw. Like I didn't know, but like most people cannot get these experiences. I mean, like I'm not asking everyone to like spend money and go abroad, but like think a little, like, think of ways how you can be independent and like not dependent on others. Like I met an Uber guy today. He works at a very reputable company for 10 hours a day, and like the rest of the time, like he does part-time Uber. I'm like, hats off to you, man. Like you're a hustler. Like those people, like that's the kind of people we need more. And I think as a nation, we should be like Singapore shouldn't even be like as developed as it is if we were on the right path, right? Like, so as a nation, I think young people should like stop complaining about the government, stop complaining about the negativity in your life, and like do something about it. Like as young people, like you have to find your own destiny. Like you have to find your own route where you want to go. So just like my advice is like stop complaining and just do it, man. That's the only way to do it.
Lovely, lovely piece of advice. Thank you so much. I think you're down here for the Never Give Up, Take the Next Step show.
Yeah. So I will be speaking to budding entrepreneurs and corporates today at HNB Towers. Never Give Up, Take the Next Step is the name of the program put together by the good people at Enhance. And I think their next project is going to be with Mr. Rohan Pallavatta. So next,
and it'll keep going with...
Yeah, so that'll be 2.0 and then 3.0 and 4.0 and it'll go on. So like all the best to these guys. They've done a tremendous job organizing this, and I would like to wish them all the best for their future.
Great. Thank you for being with us on the show, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
And that's it from today's Heartbeat of Sri Lanka. What we have for you is stop complaining and take the next step. We'll see you in another 2 weeks.